microphone, that's Scarrick on the guitar, Charlie Hunter on the drums. Stan Moore, please make some noise for Miranda Plum. Yo, let's get independent, people. Yeah. Welcome to the only non-Clear Channel club in the whole country. Can you hear that?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, people of San Francisco, California. All right, we're going to take a short break and then come back and rock. Does everyone understand that? What do you understand, the break part, the short part, or the rock part?
How about that? Scarrick up here on stage, make some noise, please.
Please make some noise for Mike Dillon on percussion. Mike Dillon. On the saxophone, just for Scary Eric, otherwise known as Scarrick. On guitar, please make some noise. Welcome home, Charlie Hunter. Also on guitar, it appears, Mr. Will Menard is in the house. Alright, make some noise, local boys. Make some noise for the local boys. Next up, Stan Moore on the drums. Y'all make some noise, please, for Raj Oswald.
Tonight from this new record we just made from the soundtrack, okay? I want to read you.
was mocked by the other children in the cozy French village of his childhood. He was the least tall and had the fewest friends. Picked last for games, mocked by boys, ignored by girls, he matured alone. As other children grew around him, his low stature became freakishly distinctive. He remained 45 inches tall. He didn't consider himself short, but concise, an efficient thinking machine. That was why he slept 5 times a day. His vivid dream of a distant shore beyond the waves. The climate was mild, the weather consistently clement, and everyone was the perfect size. No greater than 4 feet. This dream became a peaceful respite from the ever-modernizing European village awake around him. A few steps from his door brought Etienne the ugly stares of the relentlessly curious, while each nap was as pleasurable as a weekend at the beach. It was easy for him to consider dreaming a better use of his time. He matured into a brilliant inventor, ultimately building a machine that could project his mental picture onto a hanging sheet, requiring only the insertion of 9 thick needles into his skull. The image of his dream shore allowed him to locate it in the real world in a region of central Java known as Imanjuwo, or Peaceful Soul. Etienne moved to Imanjuwo and fell in love with Mirpati, a native girl 2 inches shorter than him. But she had another suitor, an enormous Indonesian whose obsession with her defied the 3 foot discrepancy in their heights. She became pregnant and immediately married Etienne, believing him to be the father. Her other suitor killed himself in shame. Mirpati died in childbirth and Etienne named the son Antoine. Etienne was glad that his child would be the same size as everyone else. However, Antoine grew to over 6 feet in height, raising questions about his parentage. After a full life, Etienne died, never doubting that Antoine was really his son. Later, Antoine was discovered by P.T. Barnum, who invited him to join the traveling circus as the world's tallest dwarf. Antoine traveled around the world and gorged his mind on the many lands as exotic as Etienne had found Imanjuwo. A fantasy made flesh, his life was known to none as the fruit of a sad child's dream. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 12:43 in the morning. And it's the official special guest time. The compulsory diplomatic maneuver that brings our friends to the stage, avoiding certain alienation forever. At this time, we'd like to bring to the stage, the ladies and gentlemen on guitar, Mr. Will Bernard. And on the baritone saxophone, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jeff Double G Gallegos. Jeff, Double Team Guidance. From Daka Hip Hop Orchestra, Daka. Right there, concert master. Mr. Will Bernard on guitar, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Will Bernard. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to invite someone to the stage right now, a living legend, one of my idols, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ike Willis. Welcome to the stage, please. There's only one, and you're gonna get some. Thank you.
be right here with. Hold on now. Well, keep it coming. Hello, 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 hello. Good evening, children. Now, young Skarik, did you bring enough for the rest of the class? Now, we're going to do something slightly different here. Since, after all, we've done them all. We've Lucille, we've Outside Now, we've Who Knows, and if you're good, or semi-good, I have a little surprise for you, one of your favorite tunes. All right. First, we'll start by doing this. Two chords, 2/4, two bumps. E major 9 to F major, to F major. Son of Orange County. A 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4. profit.
Thank you. Right, you're on the guitar. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What do you say about that, San Francisco? Seriously. What can you say? Exactly. What can you say? Come on, I'd like you guys to give it up for the MVP, the whole crowd right there. That's a band. And seriously, they'll be back here tomorrow night. Tomorrow night with Stan Moore, Charlie Hunter, Skerrick, Mike Dillon. Raja Twa, y'all. We had also had Double G, Greg Gallegos in the house from the Defy Hip Hop Orchestra. Make some noise, please. We had Ike Willis from Frank Zappa's Mother's Invention in the house. Please make some noise. And we also had Will Bernard here. Guys, what a great night. Would you rather be anywhere else in the world right now? Hell no.